Hey, welcome back, all my nerds, geeks, blurs, and freaks, to another episode of Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual. I want to thank you all for coming back. I took a bit of a sabbatical from social media, but it's like crack cocaine. I couldn't stay away for long, so I'm cutting this episode. So while I was on my couple of days sabbatical, I thought about, hey, what are you trying to do in 2021? You're going to try to freshen up the show? You're going to try to switch some things up? And I'm like, yes. Damn yes, Quincy. Okay, we're gonna switch it up. We're gonna throw some salt in the game, okay? Some salt bay. We're gonna make this shit fresh and brand new. So, what I am doing, I am introducing a couple of new segments to the show. I'm still gonna do my interviews. Sometimes I'm gonna have guests that come in and help me with my segments. And I think I have brainstormed about 7 of them. I won't be doing them every show. I'll pick a couple of segment ideas and run with it. So, the first one we have, I want you guys to enjoy, is the Weekly Bullshit Report. All right, y'all. Welcome to the first ever segment that I'm introducing. I'm introducing a couple of new segments to the show. And this one is called the Weekly Bullshit Report. And I have the perfect person. That out of all the people, the first person came to my mind was Miss Teffy Wonder. How you doing?
What's up, guys? It's at Teffy Wonder here. Yes. Merjoning all over the place.
My sister in the building from the head nurse in charge. We get it in when my ass can get home from work on time. And then we'd be on for like, damn, like it's a marathon. We'd be on for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, even before and after the show, just bussing it up.
Always. That's the great thing. We don't even have to be in the same state. That's the most part, the best part I like about it.
Yeah, that's the one thing about quarantine that went well was like actually getting to like get together with people who are far away. And it's like, all right, we don't have like that caveat anymore.
Yes. And most people didn't think it was possible, but now we know. We broke down the third wall and here we are today. So like I said, this is the weekly bullshit where, you know, random news and entertainment and nerd culture pop up and we just be like, what the fuck? And you just need to talk about it.
Bro, oh my god.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start doing that weekly. If anybody has any ideas, anything come through on a Google News, shoot it my way and we'll talk about it. So on today's episode, the first topic that we want to talk about is Disney Plus dropped all their new release dates and they are projected to garner 350 million new subscribers by 2024 because of it. What does this mean for Netflix and the ever-increasing monthly subscriptions of their mediocre content?
Oh my God. I know one thing. It better mean that if they're going to raise this price, because my Netflix subscription almost at $20. I know one thing. Y'all going to have to do better than this dumbass Sabrina. And they started the new one, Winx, where they whitewashed two of the characters. Like, oh, y'all we just not gonna do better, huh?
Who asked for that? Winx came out when? 2002 or some shit?
Right. And they whitewashed two of the characters.
Everybody infamous for that right now. So that's
No. Because now that we are getting black excellence on film, yeah. We done had Lovecraft Country, Jordan Peele, Watchmen. We're getting like even before this, what was the slave show that Journey Smollett Bell was on?
Was it Underground?
Underground. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Excellent content. Yes. It was a great, super biggity black TV show. And so we're getting good representation now. We got Crazy Rich Asians. Moana did fantastically. Yeah. which made Disney dropping the bomb on Mulan even more heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you don't get to whitewash people no more.
I would never
understand. And it don't look good.
It doesn't. And you know what, not to skip pages, but a show that I watched that was super inclusive, the most inclusive show I've ever seen in a long damn time, or if ever, was it's called The Great on Hulu. And it's about Catherine the Great.
girl. Yes. We know the historical period of that. Everybody in that time in that country was white. We get it. But this is just a story for entertainment. So maybe you want to hire other actors. Girl, they had Indian people, Asian people, same thing. Black people, any culture you could think of, they had playing a role in this. They was lords. They weren't just limited to playing slaves and servants.
So, okay. That's one thing that Doctor Who actually commented on this, where it was like, I don't know if you know this, but there's black people all up and through Europe, all over the place. Like, history looks really white because it's told by white people from the white perspective. But when he gets black companions, the show gets like momentarily woke, where they're like, oh, it's a bit more color around here than what I thought. And he's like, yeah. And he even like made that joke, like, yeah, Jesus. He's like, bro, Jesus, like,
you
cut
your damn white mouth. Jesus, white.
No, even Doctor Who was like, yeah, bro, Jesus had dark skin. Like, I don't know what y'all be. He's like, y'all history books get it wrong. And then he just kept it moving.
Yeah.
Like, the plot continued. But I was just like, this is what I be talking about. Like, history is not white people doing everything white people in all over the place. I mean, yes, it is, because that's how we got in fucking trouble a lot of the times. But black people had money. Black people were out doing the damn thing. Even like as slaves, black people weren't just sitting there waiting for white people to rescue them.
Yes. Like, and we just relegated to that character. In entertainment, still, like, it's just entertainment. Who cares who play what? But back to Netflix trash ass content. They can't make it make sense, Tiffy, because they keep, like you said, they keep raising the price. And I told somebody, I'm gonna wake up, and they notorious for sending your ass a 9 a.m. email saying that they raising the price. They just start your day out wrong. I'm like, I better not wake up at the end of this year and that shit is $20, because we on our way there. You're not giving me no live content like Hulu. You're not giving me no bangers like Hulu and Disney Plus and even Amazon.
And HBO, Amazon got a couple of good. Amazon actually has really good content. I wish the platform was bigger, because The Boys has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Their show Good and Evil with my man David Tennant and what's his name?
What was he in? Underworld.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. Yeah.
But yeah, where they play like an angel and a demon and they're both trying to stop the apocalypse. That show, fantastic.
Fantastic
The Lord of the Rings series that's coming up looks promising. Hulu has Amazon also has really great movies. I watched their one over Thanksgiving called Uncle Frank with Paul Bettany in it.
Oh no, I haven't watched that one yet.
Fantastic.
My thing is, how are you justifying this? Because you want to say, they always say, we're bringing you better content and name household name actors. I'm like, the only thing I keep seeing you spend a lot of money on is Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart. So stop hiring them motherfuckers to do stuff so my prices won't go up every month.
I would say Dave Chappelle was worth the money.
Yeah.
But I would rather pay that ticket. And that's the one thing I think Disney gets right about the premium access. Mm. Like, people hate that it's a separate charge, but it's like, if you were going out somewhere, you would pay that and more.
Exactly.
So like, if Netflix had a premium access where you could watch the Dave Chappelle thing, I guarantee you that'd be cheaper than going to see Dave Chappelle at a comedy show.
Oh yeah. And no drink minimums. I got my own looking in the kitchen.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I was right. So Amazon, I'm looking at them sideways too, because they periodically raise the price for the Amazon Prime, but it's such a good deal. Like, they raise the price because they want to bring you better content, but like, honestly, that free 2-day shipping, you can't beat it with a stick. And yeah. I hate Jeff Bezos, but God, I'm not getting rid of it either.
Exactly. So I'm like, Netflix, and like, I think you spoke to it, that you said, you know, they were the underdogs that brought this shit out maybe, what, 15 years ago? And it was the DVD.
Right, back in middle school, when they started out with DVDs, and then they moved to streaming. Like, by the time I was in high school, it was starting with the streaming. Mm-hmm. And it was like, back then, and people laughed because Blockbuster didn't want to buy them, didn't want to own any shares. People were saying, oh, this is not the wave. We don't know where this is going. Netflix stuck to their guns, and they did it right. They were the first, the pioneers, the OGs. Well, guess what, niggas?
They did it.
They did it.
It showed that it was feasible. So everybody else
jumped on the bandwagon. And now everybody else, and now everybody's doing it better.
That's true, because they're antiquated because they can't go with the flow. My whole thing is, when I heard the news about Wonder Woman showing that shit on Christmas Day, no extra charge, I'm like, that's the way to go. I'm already paying you. And it's not going to live there forever.
Nah, it's I think just it's the about first 30 a month. Days.
Yeah. But still, I don't want to pay additional when I'm already paying you. And don't upcharge me to say that's why we're giving you. No, play that movie. Take what you ask for and don't try to hit me with some hidden charges, because that that didn't float.
So having said that, HBO is more than twice as expensive as Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they kind of like they get a pass in that way, because they're all like Disney Plus is dirt cheap. Like that's what Netflix used to be.
Yeah.
And for the catalog of their content, it's like you're getting the deal of all deals, and they are losing dollars by the millisecond by not having this content out. So I understand, and it's a cash grab, but like I said, I understand the cash grab of the $30 for the premium access, because it's like, okay, Mulan just came to the regular streaming service like last week, and we got to see it, what, in September?
It came out I didn't even watch it. I wasn't paying for it.
It was all right. I kind of liked it. I didn't think it was worth the $30.
That's
but
what
I got
I'm
to
saying.
Watch it for
I'm
free.
Like, okay, so what kind of I was jarred by was that, do you remember when that animated film with Chris Pratt came out, Onward?
Yes.
That shit was free. So what was the difference between that and Mulan?
Production value. Sense.
Like, was it a testing ground for them? Like,
yeah, so okay, so what happened was this whole thing with the premium access thing kind of came in stages, because Onward had already been in theaters when the lockdown happened. So what they actually did was they had already made a little bit of money, but people were like not going to the theaters, so they just pushed it online so that you could watch it. Because all right, we're just trying to bring people in. They were trying to get more people to sign up for the subscription service. So now we got these people here. How do we keep them here now? Because Disney wasn't rolling out a whole bunch of brand new TV shows.
Yes.
And then every other production company is having the exact same problem. Well, people not going outside to the theater, even if they could go outside, would they go outside? We have these streaming platforms that we put up, but you know, won't really put no stock into them, because you got to remember Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, a lot of their streaming money came from buying the rights from other places to put the content up. So it was like, all right, well, how do we bring this now back in house? They tried it over the, so the two different studios did two different things. Warner Brothers put Tenet in theaters, post quarantine, and Disney did Mulan for the premium access. They both kind of tanked in a way, because people who saw Tenet thought it was a good movie, but not enough people were willing to go. Now Disney Plus, Mulan did not make the kind of money, obviously it wasn't going to make the kind of money that they wanted it to make. It also turned out it wasn't a great movie, and it was embroiled in like all this controversy. So like people were like avoiding it for that reason, whereas if people maybe weren't home, maybe weren't on the internet as much, it might have still. So having these like kind of like two there, it was like, well, shit, they both kind of worked, but we still really lost money.
Yeah. And so I think now, like I said, I think a lot of this is just throwing stuff in the fire to see what actually ignites. And me as a consumer, I would prefer better if you presented me with a media kit. It could be on your a website saying, hey, between 2020 and 2024, this is all the great content that we bring you. Pretty much like what Disney did. They just shot out all those trailers. That is mm-hmm. enough strength to make people say, oh, I'm on the bandwagon, because I canceled my Disney Plus. Now I'm reconsidering it, because the only thing I was watching was Jeff Goldblum and Mandalorian ended, and that wasn't enough to hold me. So I was like, I'm canceling my
Your children don't watch Disney?
My daughter never touches it. She really? Watched it for the first 2 weeks, like all the old cartoons and, you know, Raven's, what is it?
Raven's Home, the sequel.
The original one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was done with it. I was like, I'm not going to keep paying for this. But when all those trailers dropped, I'm back on the bandwagon. And mm-hmm. if they presented that, hey, this is everything that you're getting, and for the small increase of, you know, whatever that is, mm-hmm. this is what we're giving you. And I'd be like, you know what? Okay, you just sold me. It's like a dealer at a car dealership. You telling me all the features of the car and then hit me with the sticker shock. And I'm like, you know what? Right. I think that's worth it. But don't just take my money. And then I'm like, I'm left with my hands open. Like, well, what do I get for it? And that's what Netflix does.
Right. Because you don't. And the problem with Netflix is you don't. Their track record isn't great. Mm-hmm. And you don't know that the content is going to be good until after it already came out. And then I also said Netflix has really good foreign content. But they don't promote it here in the U.S.
They don't. But it comes up on my stream because I watch it.
Right.
So I always, you know, give it a thumbs up, give it thumbs down. And so they keep giving me.
They'll keep suggesting it to mm-hmm. you. Yeah. It keeps popping up in your suggestions. But it's like, for people who don't really watch it, who don't like go out of their way for that content, mm-hmm. or maybe they're not necessarily interested in it, it's like they don't give it a chance like as much. And then like they do all. And then, like I said, Netflix so hit or miss. Like Orange is the New Black, I quit watching it like at the beginning of the second season because it was just trash. I hated Piper as a character. I could not stand to follow like her storyline. They did not give any of the supporting actors enough of screen time to keep me. So I stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, I didn't even touch it. It's super basic white woman who doesn't learn anything who gets to be the main character because her name is in the title of the show.
Mm-hmm. Because she basically does what most Karens do. And I'm going to tell you, I watched all the seasons, but she's a basic Karen because I want to be good, but I'm going to use Becky. Evil when it suits me.
Yep.
Tug of war with those emotions.
Yeah. Nope. I was like, I'm done. Their movies, again, hit or miss. The Cloverfield Paradox, it was all right. It was weird, but I liked it. I like weird like sci-fi stuff, so like it piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they didn't do enough. That one that they had with Forrest Whitaker and
you lost me because I didn't know.
It's called This Is How It Ends. It's uh-huh. got Forrest Whitaker and some nondescript young white actor uh-huh. in it. They're going on a cross country, yeah. right? I think it's Cam Gigande. I can't remember. Don't quote me. Mm-hmm. But him, nondescript, white kid who used to be super popular when I was in high school. That guy. They go on a cross country road trip because the white kid is dating Forrest Whitaker's only daughter,
mm-hmm.
and the apocalypse happens. So they're driving across the country to go get the daughter and be reunited.
Okay, that still seemed like a stretch to me.
It kind of.
It could have been two people surviving people that connected and went on a cross trip. I'm like,
that's no. Hilarious. It's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but if with the world apocalypse. Ended at the end in the middle of it, and yeah. then they have to go back because the daughter's not actually there. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. So with all that said. This is what I asked myself.
Good stuff. Like
they do, but I'm just like, I ask myself this regularly. If they send you another email, Netflix, saying they're raising the price, what you gonna do? Because at this point, they're a monolith. Like, y'all ain't leaving. Y'all talk all this shit. Y'all not leaving. And we don't. So I'm like, when is enough enough?
I actually split the cost for my Netflix. One of my sisters and I, we have the Netflix for like the $17. And then we have the Hulu with the HBO package. that we pay for and we split it. And then I pay for Amazon.
The first thing came to my mind was like, why is she talking like this? Health benefits. We don't need.
Like, we split the check like a Uber or like we had a restaurant. Like, all right, well, I'm gonna cover the tip. You got the tax.
Yeah, and I know us as entertainment content creators, we kind of need this shit. But like a regular Joe Blow, do you really feel like they need to keep paying for this and keep accepting the increases? They can do better, as we can see with HBO Max and all the others.
It depends on what you watch it for. So for a long time, I did not get Amazon Prime because I was just like, I don't shop on Amazon that often. And I didn't, because I used to, before I had my kid, I went out a lot because it was just me. I didn't have to worry about like packing my child up and paying for gas. So now that I'm older and I don't want to go to the store, that Amazon Prime come in clutch. And then also for a long time, they were the only place where I could watch Doctor Who for free.
Yeah.
So they had Doctor Who, they had Thomas and Friends. Like my son is huge Thomas fanatic. So like that, and my son also really loves Doctor Who. So yeah. Like it was the only place where I could watch that sort of content. And I got the caveat of also having Amazon Music and the Amazon Prime free shipping. Like you get a lot included with it. So like it became worth it. Like now that I'm older, Netflix, I might be willing to let go. To be honest, if they put that Great British Baking Show on another platform,
contracts end and things move on to other platforms,
right?
But what my final word on that, because we were talking about Amazon and how great it is, the only problem I have with them is the layout and usability of their platform. If they did it like Netflix, oh, I'd be gone for sure. But it's so hard to find shit.
Where on Amazon
it's just kind of like a mosh posh of I hope you find something you like, and even when you hit search, the search is ridiculous.
Right, because it's like, oh, it'll have a movie that they don't even offer. It's like, download these six apps that you can also that you can actually watch the movie on. It's like, what the fuck is the point of that
then? All these placeholders. Yeah, like no
like I didn't ask you for that. Oh sir. God. Yeah, and scrolling through Amazon, it is legit. I have tried. IMDb TV is the only app that's actually like pretty decent on there where you can really find stuff. The only downside is they got commercials, so it's like watching regular TV.
Yeah. If but, I ain't got to pay extra, I'll watch a commercial.
Yeah, I would say I don't watch Hulu enough. Only because, I wish, because Hulu used to be my main boo.
Yeah,
It was Hulu, and then HBO, because I had my select HBO shows that I was watching all the time. But now HBO got all the movies, they got all this extra content. HBO now has Doctor Who, so I'm like,
I think they team winning on all fronts. Black content, now they got the anime, they got the DC Universe. They dropping gems. They doing it. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I now no longer have to log into the DC Universe app to watch TV shows. I can get on HBO. I don't have to go to Netflix to watch CW shows because they're gonna be on HBO eventually. So it's like,
wow. Yeah. But speaking of streaming platforms, I saw today that I don't know if you, when I heard about it way back when, and that ain't even so far back from the headlines, Quibi has officially shut down.
Did they?
8 months in October.
Did they?
Yes. Did they or did they not drop in April?
Something like that. Yeah, they dropped like right at the beginning, right before quarantine.
Yes.
I think.
And they saturated the fucking media with commercials.
Their ads were everywhere.
Yes, and they were paying all these actors to do these 10-minute shows. And I'm like, call me old, but it's going to take more than 10 minutes for you to hold my attention. But they were trying to go off the strength that these millennials,
First of all, can we stop right then and there? Millennials are my age, boo. I'm 32. The oldest millennial is like Kurt's age, like 38, 37. Yeah. Those are millennials. We grew up watching 30-minute cartoons like we grew up watching whole TV shows. Bitch, if you catch me in the right mood, I'm still watching 45 minutes of Grey's Anatomy. Yes. What 10 minutes gonna do for me? That's like watching like you, they trying to capitalize off what YouTubers do.
Yeah,
but they did it for the wrong market, because I was just like, not yeah. everybody likes to sit. I was like, first of all, if I want a 10-minute video, I'm watching a YouTube theory video. Yes. I'm not watching like a skit.
Exactly.
So I'm like, nobody does skits anymore. Not like that anyway.
It just, they pushed too hard and they thought the winning sale would be all these fabulous actors. I wish they would stop putting riding on the backs of these actors, because none of that drew me in. And again, maybe I'm not their demographic, but I'm like, truly, honestly, I think they thought that their demographic was slow motherfuckers. Because slow motherfuckers don't want to sit for 30 minutes. But I'm like, my baby is 11. She watches hours of 30-minute shows. So who really was their demographic? I don't know where they were coming from with this and why they thought it was a winner.
Yeah, it was weird, because it was like they had all these big name stars. And I was like, oh, that looks cute. Chrissy Teigen. but then Tiger King dropped on Netflix. And I was just like,
out.
Guess what I'm doing for the next 6 hours.
But the other thing, they have this this cloud over them, because they are also they're facing a lawsuit by a company called Eco, who claim that they're okay. Y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed the weekly bullshit report. As you can see, it was cut short because it ran kind of long. If you want to hear the rest, please listen to part two that I will be uploading either to tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And you can listen to the continuation of Teffy and I's weekly bullshit report. That was a mouthful. But if you have anything that pops up on your radar that you'd like us to talk about, please DM me or email it to me at gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. All right. So I hope you had fun with that. Next up is...
Ooh, child. Zeus near Messi.
All right, y'all. So today's guest is Mr. Ice McGowan. He is one of the co-hosts of Animation. I was blessed to be a guest on their show. I hope they have me back. Put a word in, Ice.
Okay.
Yeah, but today I had him on because Ice be talking that mad shit, and this is the perfect segment for it. So today's new segment is called Zeus Nim is Messy. Quote as hell.
Ice McGowan, like I said, one half of the Animation Podcast, internet creator, as well as Q, just like Q, making content for y'all. Please holler at the boy on the social media outlets. Yeah, I'm just happy to be here. Q reached out to me to handle hop on this. I just watched Blood of Zeus, so I'm excited.
Yeah, so basically, like we were talking about before the show, I watched this, I want to say about a month ago, whenever it aired, and I was like, oh, and it tapped on something, because I like to listen to all types of podcasts, and one of my favorite is Mythology by Parcast. And I listen to that on Spotify, and basically it's just, you know, mythological stories and, you know, the shit they get into, and it just got me to thinking, these motherfuckers is messy. This is basically ratchet ass BT.
Real Housewives of Greece.
Like, basically. Somebody that, what is it? Real Housewives of Olympus?
Olympus, yeah. Real Housewives of Olympus. That, you fucking right. That
yes. Every story in Greek mythology, you can tie back to your cousin homegirl, probably even your mama.
Depending on, I mean, like I said, depending on the family, there's a any family has them secrets. The family secrets where you random this random person that was your whole life, you was told that was your cousin. And you always was like, damn, he looked like me. He looked like me a little too much. He looked like me. He looked like him. If he don't look like me, he looked like my daddy.
Hell,
why
he looked
like my daddy? And then come to find out, one random Christmas when your grandpa didn't have too much eggnog, you know that's your brother, right? You know that's your brother. Your daddy was out here fucking everybody.
Exactly.
I want to make sure.
F-bombing.
you the X-rated, you the X-rated queen that's been solidified by your Discord.
Shut your mouth.
But yeah, that's exactly what Greek mythology is. It's just like that outside, that outside family that people be having, outside kids. Zeus got about 50 of them.
All them bastards, yes. Literally, all them bastards.
All them bastards. But
right. I'm just like, I just thought this would be the perfect show because, you know, this was like trash TV before trash TV. 100%. You had to do something to keep this shit exciting back in the day. AD. Yeah.
How come you got all this power and it's just like, that just go to show that even the gods are trash.
Basic bitches. I was just like, these some basic ass niggas. But anyway, so like I said, we're going to roll this out with Blood of Zeus. And we're going to do a episode by episode synopsis. So basically, Blood of Zeus had 8 episodes. And they both, they spend about 28 minutes. So you can knock this shit out in a day.
Yeah.
And of course, I had to because we had to rehash this shit so we could talk about it.
And I just watched it 2 days ago. So
yeah.
That's okay. Real fresh on my mind.
Yeah. So I'm finna roll into it. I'm gonna give a breakdown of episode 1 and then we're gonna talk about these trash ass niggas. So episode 1, Heron is the main character and his mom are treated like trash in their town. They have an old man as a friend and he goes by the name Elias. The town is attacked by basically zombies that kill indiscriminately and they are damn near indestructible. A warrior woman, I think she's an Amazon by the name of Alexia, tries to save the town. We see how the battle goes down with the gods and the Titans. Zeus made a deal with 2 of the Titans to take down the rest and seal them away for eternity. We find out about, what's his name? Seraphim. We'll see who that motherfucker, woo, he's a bad boy. The self-proclaimed king of the zombie army. The mayor of this little town starts with that ridiculous hive mind mentality that Electra, that's Heron's mom, it's all her fault that there's this evil cloud hanging over the town as they begin their quote unquote witch trials to find out if anybody else in the town is one of these zombie army guys. Zeus is revealed as the old man. All that shit in first episode. So what was your hot take on episode 1?
I think for me, it just... You gotta be a coma. It's always those people that have displacement issues and they always, you know, if shit sucks, they want to put it on somebody else. And they see this, like how you see this dark cloud and then you just look at somebody and be like, you raggedy bitch. Like, this is your fault. Like, this is weather.
Yes.
this is weather. That, what? You're not Storm. I understand she was Storm or some shit. This is a regular human being.
Yes. It's just everything. I watch like historical things. I'm like, motherfuckers was bored as hell. They just cause bullshit, just blame folks just for entertainment.
A pig died.
Bitch, it was you.
That was you.
I saw you in the woods practicing witchcraft. Like, you,
when you get really hysterical and laugh, you oink. That was you. You the pig whisperer. You the pig whisperer. Like, that was just like, and then it's one thing to say something to somebody because they in your vicinity and start some shit with somebody because they're around you. Because a lot of people do that. You mad about something, again, displacement, somebody in front of you, you want it, you just take it out on them because this motherfucker walked to her house to blame her.
Yes.
You took a trip.
Mm-mm, with some other motherfuckers.
Somebody. And that shit wasn't close.
No. On that's the outskirts.
Right.
But she was not having none of that shit. She was like, I'm not going to give you the pleasure. You ain't finna test me. Give me this hot ass poker. I'm going to stick myself.
I'm good, bitch. Like, what you think? Like,
crazy.
How would that, like, solidify? Like, you thought she was just like, if I was a goddess, you think I'd be chilling in this raggedy motherfucker?
Exactly.
But like, if she I was had even... all these powers...
Yeah, if she was even one of those zombies, how is they gonna work out? So the dude, their idea is because the Amazon woman, she captured one, and right. He had turned into a human, like he was chilling, like, oh, I ain't doing shit. She tied his ass up, burnt his ass, and he flipped out on him. He was a zombie. So if they was trying to take that same mentality down to Electra, she ain't tied up. So you're gonna hot poker her ass, and she gonna kill you, motherfuckers. What was the plan?
And she's stronger than y'all. Like,
yeah. So I'm just like, I can't stand whenever I see this shit pop off in these old period pieces. I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't born back then. Not that that shit don't happen now. But
yeah, and that, I think, and I, not to bring race into it, but I think that's the, really the biggest thing. And every time that we reference anything that's like race related, and it's like, we still got a shit ton of work to do because it's still shitty in these social injustice streets. But at the bare minimum, at least there has been some progress where you can lynch me, but you can't just do it blatantly. Like yeah, you can, but motherfuckers about to be in the street for me.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a headache on your hands for the next forever, you know? And just like we've seen this year. So I think we ain't having colored and whites only water fountains. So there's been progress, but yeah. Like I said, back then it was open season
on everybody.
So it's just
especially
like,
women, because they feel like they was gonna walk up to her house. She ain't got no man. Well, she got a son, but they treat him like trash too. But this woman ain't gonna do shit. We'll do what the hell we want to do on her property.
Facts. This is where I live.
I hate these motherfuckers.
Already. I guess to take a step back and look at it from a writing perspective, if you want to build somebody up as a trash motherfucker in a quick, like in a quick period of time, they did a good job.
They really did.
I think overall for this show, 8 episodes is not a lot. Even if you get the extra like 5 to maybe 10 minutes that they got per, that's not a lot of time to necessarily build a world as good as they did.
Mm-hmm.
Get you involved in the characters as well as they did. And we talk about it more. But even in this, I think this episode encapsulated the good writing for this show because they were able to give you, like, set up the good and the bad without saying, hey, this is the good and the bad. Like, you took, and that, even if that, in that scene alone, you picked a side.
Mm-hmm.
You picked a side and you was all like, yeah, they, Electra and Heron, these are my guys. I'm riding with them off the strength of this moment alone.
Yeah, because that fucking socialism shit and, you know, caste system. That was basically a caste system. They didn't know who the fuck she was. She was an outsider, so they just labeled him trash. And we're just going to treat y'all like trash. Like, no other reason, no explanation, unfounded, just pure ignorance.
And that's like that's some Salem witch trial shit. That's
yeah. Really, yeah. And so I'm glad you spoke on that because episode 1, if you can get me on episode 1, because I was going in, you know, I have problems with Netflix. I don't know if you heard my rants, but I was like, this is going to be some garbage. It ain't going to even be half as good as Castlevania. Let's see what this shit is. And I was like, oh, okay. Let's move on. Episode 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of episode 2, we go in. Heron is sent on an errand to find ore to make a sword by the old man Elias. Heron learns about his birth from his mother Electra and the identity of his father. His mother's first husband, never got his name, but the trash ass king, tries to murder Heron the day he was born and not his twin brother because he believed that Electra was unfaithful. Zeus takes the form of the king and sleeps with Electra on multiple occasions. And she finally figures out that this man and her husband is walking around in her husband's skin is not the king. Because the person,
I just want to stop real quick. That's rape.
I was like, should I put that note?
Let's just qualify. I know you a guy. The messiness already. You raping people.
Exactly.
You take this is some Revenge of the Nerds shit right here, where like, you know, in Revenge of the Nerds when he took the form of, you know, he put on the costume of the jock in order to the girl. And granted, she liked it in the moment. She was just like, all right, you know what? And he came with the line of, you know, all jocks think about his sports, all nerds think about his sex. Okay, dope. And she was cool with it. So the rape immediately went out the window, but the shit's still rape.
It still is.
And she, granted, she liked it, but she caught it. She said, "You ain't hitting it like he be hitting it. You be hitting it something different.
Yes.
It just feel different. You blowing my back out. He can't even send chills down my spine and you breaking the shit. So something different. So I think shout out to her for knowing it. And he's just like, at least he was just like, you got me. I'm Zeus, bitch.
Exactly. That's what set it off. She knew it was a distinct difference between her husband. Like, is this motherfucker bipolar? Because his personality and his lovemaking style is totally different.
Yeah. different. You hitting it different.
Different. And that's got to make a motherfucker crazy. Like, he hot and cold. I don't know what the hell is going on. Because when they showed the difference on the show, her husband, you know, as himself come up in the room, he was just, this nigga was drinking wine, like, take your clothes off.
You're naked, bitch.
Yeah. So it was basically two-way rape. Her husband was like, I don't give a damn about you. I just need air. Let me get these draws. And then Zeus coming in with the lies and deceit and disguise.
The sad, the sexy, the smoothness.
Yeah. But you hit that because I watched it today. I was like, that's both accounts. Both accounts is rape.
And honestly, Zeus, rape is not to say rape. Rape is rape. No, let me just make this clear. Rape is rape. But in the court of law, Zeus's rape is more, you know, he would get more time.
Yeah.
Because at least that hit the other Trash King's defense would be, this is my wife.
Yeah, which is bad because you can still rape a spouse.
You can 100% rape your wife. Yeah. Saying in our garbage ass judicial system. Just he would use that would be his legal team's bread and butter is his wife. Then that Zeus is out here raping with no type of connection.
That's
no
what
type of, I mean, it was a connection, but no type of, I guess they wasn't on papers.
But like, she liked it though. Like, that's not good enough, sir. She didn't know it was you. Okay. She thought it was a husband. She thought she was following the rules. You right. came up in there and stole something that wasn't yours and right. set a whole chain reaction off. That's why this motherfucker trash. Well, we gonna get to that. So that's what went down.
The club. I mean, I don't even have protection in, but you're shooting the club up.
Just shooting the club.
You know what? Not only am I gonna rape you and not tell you who I am, I'm gonna shoot your club up.
Yeah. It's just so much stuff that could have led to. What if her husband was like, I'm only gonna have sex with you once a month and pray to God an heir appears, but then he ain't been with you this month and then you come up pregnant. Now bitch head got to roll. Like, what the fuck?
Or what if he can't conceive?
Exactly. Troubled right. waters. So, episode 3. Hera discovers one of Zeus's many side babies. I'm like, this nigga had them all. I was trying to recall all the stories, and that's all he did was make babies.
Ares is hers, right? Ares is her
kid. I believe he is hers. Yeah. Let's see here. Zeus charges up his son Ares because he believes that his son has ratted him out to Hera. And they start to argue about him running around on her and drinking and just basically enjoying his goddamn self like a little fuck boy. Yeah. And she ain't going to take it no more. She starts with the shits to plot revenge on Heron and Electra. That has always got me. I get back to that because I don't want to stray. Alexia, the warrior woman, and Heron defeat a Cerberus-like dog when Seraph descends on that town, that trash-ass town. Seraph begins massacring the townspeople again, along with Heron and the others. They fight in the town with the zombie. I don't even know what they really call those people. The zombie army, that's what I'm calling them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Zeus goes to intervene to help the town and Electra, but Hera reminds him not to intervene, even though she is being petty and switching up destiny also. I'm just like, I don't understand how they stay in line with their laws and shit. So the whole time I'm mad because I'm like, bitch, the same thing you telling him not to do, you doing, but he getting caught. He doing it outwardly and you being...
You doing it behind... I mean, it's the best depiction of relationships between men and women. I think that's like when you're doing dirt, men do dirt, women do dirt in relationships, but, and women that I've been with, they always say this is like, you know, if I ever got caught cheating or doing something, which I always got caught because I wasn't as smooth as I always tried to lead on, they would be like, you know what, I haven't fucked nobody. I haven't cheated on you. And it's just like, and it's like, oh, you serious? You really haven't? Like, no. But if I wanted to, you would never know. And in my head, I'm like, I would know, like, she's like, I would never. You would never know. And that just like, and just like, you know when a woman is stern about something and you can just see it in their eyes like, yeah, you fucking right. Like, I would never have a clue because y'all smooth. As I know in media, we always try to depict men as the smooth ones and the ones that the sweet talkers and all of that stuff. But no.
Because you motherfuckers work backwards. Like, I'm going to have fun. And if I get caught, no, women say, before I get caught. Okay, I worked that all out. Now let me do my dirt.
Well, y'all think of any, y'all got, first off, you learning your man so you can be better for him. That's the first thought. But also subconsciously, you learning them so like, you know when he fucking lying. And thirdly, and this is the last resort, you learning your man so you know, one, how to hurt him, and two, how to cheat on him. Like, I know you get home at this time, and ain't no way with traffic, the latest you, like, y'all got that shit down to a science. And this was an example of that. Like, Zeus just out here just changing wheels of people in broad daylight. Yeah. They were doing the exact same shit. And he got to send his sons to even have a chance of knowing what's going on.
Yes. Ridiculous. But I'm gonna come. I have another statement on that. So let me see here. Where did I leave off? Seraphim finds Electra while looking for Heron, and this motherfucker kills his own mother. He don't know yet, but he killed his own goddamn mama. And Hera is ecstatic. Because she is just standing.
So I guess to give background is it, Zeus, when they found out about the baby and shit, Zeus hid her, and that's why that cloud came.
Yeah.
So the cloud was technically for her, but he raggedy motherfucker, he didn't know that.
He didn't
know. He was right, but he didn't know he was right.
Yes.
And then that's why they, you know, that's why they Hera thought she was dead. Mm-hmm. And then she found out that she wasn't dead. And then this is Hera's best, like, Hera's happy now. She like the bitch, the cheating bitch, the whore. She kept calling her a whore the whole show.
Yes,
you should have did it with that whore.
like an old Jewish mom. It's like, right. Hey, I love your whores, but
whore. So yeah. So finally the whore is dead.
Yeah, and I'm just like, even in these hood ass streets, I have never understood why women get mad at the other woman.
Facts.
90% of the time, they don't even know you exist.
Facts.
And that woman never said she loved you or committed to you. You should only be mad at the dude. Y'all got history. Yeah.
Right there. Exactly. And this is something that I always said. If I ever come in on my girl with another dude, the only way dude getting his ass whooped, if one, he try me and he don't leave immediately, then you got to get your ass whooped because you disrespected me.
Yeah.
Two, if I know the dude, one of my homies, if I know you personally and you doing that shit, I got to whoop your ass off the string. If I've never seen this man in my life and I don't know this dude from a can of paint, I can't, my smoke is not with you. Now, I'm not going to put my hands on her, but my smoke is still with her though.
Yeah. The verbal smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
You getting in where you're fitting. I've been the same way. I didn't fuck many of people's, you know, and girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's just how life is.
Yeah.
But I don't never did it to my homies. No. I never did it to, even if I knew, like, I've had positive interactions with this person, I still wouldn't do it just because it's like, I just don't feel right.
Yeah.
But if I don't know this man, I can't do something. But Hera, she said, vengeance.
Everybody getting it.
Not only you, your fucking son. If you had a dog, your dog would get it. If you had a pet rock, I will crush it. Like, she didn't care.
Yes. And my thing is, I have a story that I go back to. Like, when I moved back to Texas, probably about 13 years ago, I started dating this dude. Me and him was hanging out. We was kicking it, blah, blah, blah. That's about a month. I get a phone call at like 3 a.m. in the morning. So I'm like, oh, this got to be an emergency call. I get on the phone. I immediately start getting yelled at, cussed at, blah, blah, blah. And old girl was like, you need to leave my man alone. And why you fucking around with my man? I just want you to know I should be giving birth in a couple of weeks. And so I just let her go in. She called me every name under the sun. I let her finish. When she got finished, she sounded like she had a little pause. Maybe she needed to take a breath because she was going in. I said, ma'am, I hear everything you're saying. I said, I never even knew you existed, but I've taken in what you said, and you don't ever have to worry about me calling him again. Mm. People don't know when they shouldn't go toe to toe. That was her man. I thought we was working up to something, but it had a whole backstory. I'm not going to try to keep inserting myself. We was fresh and new. And still, if we had been together a year, I wasn't finna come for this woman. Like,
I think, like, and then that's a sense of understanding. Some, and I mean, but honestly, you handled that like, I can't say most women would handle it like that. And if they didn't handle it like that, I can't even fault them. Like, if they turned up, it's valid because that connection was already made. Your heart is getting broken in that moment.
Yeah.
Not a lot of emotions. I think a lot of times the other woman might have just turned up and went off back and then maybe doubled back after she settled down and was like, hey, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Because women just got this weird, like, sense of understanding of one another. Never met a woman in her life.
Yeah, but sometimes people will make that recognition and they won't apologize. They just, well, shit, I laid that egg. You can't put it back.
I'm a fan on that shit because I say what I said. And, you know, it goes in so many different ways. But none of that was happening here.
Yeah, no. She was like, you getting it? Your mama getting it? Your cousin from two generations over getting it? Whatever. So I was just like, I could see all this is all relevant. That's why I say nothing is new. It's just different times. This shit, what was Greek mythology written? That's why I say so that's some BC shit. And people still doing that shit today.
Shakespeare, same thing. He was all the drama. He made a whole, people still quote Shakespeare. Shakespeare has just been redone so many times as different movies.
Exactly.
So it's just like, we've been on fuck shit forever. It's enough. Ever since, I mean, if you believe in this, ever since, you know, Eve ate the apple, it's just been like, we've been on shit.
Mm. On always drama. God damn. Anyway, what episode we on? We're episode 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so episode 4, Zeus places coins on Electra's eyes and Hermes takes her spirit to the underworld. Sidebar, I still think it's fucked up. Even in death, your broke ass can't even cross over if you ain't got that green. Yeah. That has always bothered me about mythology.
Yeah, that is. It's like, you can't even rest in peace if you broke.
You can't. Your ass gonna stay right here on the banks of the River Styx and just be a deteriorating ass ghost.
And he goes on.
just hanging out like it. Like, it's where we live in. That's it.
Oh. Everlasting.
It's gotta be horrible though. Just watching motherfuckers cross over. You're like, damn, my broke ass family couldn't even put no coins on me. Anyway, Electra goes, huh?
I'm on my books. Like, come on, man. Come on,
even in the underworld, you can't put nothing on my books, mama. Electra goes to see Heron one last time. You know, that was the benefit of dying, I guess. And tell her, you know, I love you, son. You gotta. Seraphim is still tracking Alexa because he's still trying to kill her ass from running off from the town. And it's Hera in disguise when he finally track Alexa down. So when she reveals herself, she basically strikes a deal with him for revenge and power for all the past wrongs that befell on him in his life. He learns his true family background as Heron's twin brother. He was thought to be dead because his uncle, his trash ass uncle, this nigga saw opportunity. This is a baby. Who gonna stop me? His father's dead. I'm next in line. I'm not finna wait for this little fucker to grow up. He tosses the fucking baby off of a balcony. The first time I saw that, I say, pause. That's some Castlevania shit. They don't give a fuck about these babies on Netflix. Huh?
It's in our, like, your whole family is trash.
Exactly. Over nothing, basically. So he throw the baby off the balcony. Then he is recovered, basically, by his mother's maid. He survived. I don't know how his little ass survived. He still had some cry in
it. Fall, no human could survive that fall, let alone a baby.
Yeah, 16 pounds of nothing survived. Damn, 16 pounds. What the fuck I'm talking about? And, 7 pounds of nothing.
And you're not even Zeus's baby. It'd be more plausible if you were Zeus's baby. You a demigod. Then it's like, all right, you a demigod. You got the potential to survive this fall. You a regular motherfucker.
Maybe he got some of that residual jizz. in the placenta bag. He just
the placenta. He got a little residual. God, that one time. That's it.
Yeah. So the maid saves him. She flees the town. Hera begins to watch over the two of them. But the uncle's sons track his little ass down, and they kill the caregiver and the caregiver's sister that snitched on him. When I saw that shit, I was like, I'm sorry, she deserved that shit.
Everybody's raggedy.
Everybody raggedy. I just was like, it's my time.
That's the first 48 shit, you know, when they just get them in the room. You know, when that person put that head down on first 48, when they put that head down, they're done. You got to
let it roll.
They say no, no, no. They was all like, hey, we had you here, here, and here. If you don't confess, you're going to get the time.
That's a universal move.
That's the head down snitch. That's a snitch. She started singing.
And they still whooped her ass and still killed her ass. Like, I don't know what they promise you. I'm like, it never works out the way you think it's going to work out.
You never get the Popeyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see here. So Seraphim and the bear cubs, because he was raised with bears, because, you know, Hera, quote unquote, you know, I guess hypnotized him to be security for their asses out in these woods. So then as he grows older, Seraphim grows older, he tracks down his cousins and he be killing these motherfuckers. So that scene with him, the cousin, and the whore in the alley,
oh,
he gave him the business. He got ninja assassin out that motherfucker.
Because my thing was, when I was watching the first couple episodes, I was just like, why is he so mad? Yeah. Why is this man so hurt? Who hurt you? Who hurt you, sir? And then I watched that episode, and I'm like,
everyone.
I got it. I get it. You know what? You would Killmonger now. You one of the people, the villains that I understand why you are this way, sir. Carry on. Carry on.
So Seraphim comes, kills his cousin. He run from all the guards. You know, they chasing his ass down. He had murdered motherfuckers in the street. So he jumps off a cliff. This motherfucker stay falling off cliffs.
Live by the cliff, die by the cliff.
Yeah. So he ends up washing ashore to where one of the titans got slaughtered in the beginning. His body washes up, dead, decomposing. He steps on the body and starts to speak to him. And it says, consume me and consume my power. So that's what that nigga did. He ate that old ass, dead ass. And he got the power. I got the power.
Eat roadkill will not give you powers. It will give you dysentery.
And death. Instant death. So as he's eating it, he's transforming into the monster he is today. Flash forward. Hera tells him that he has killed his own mother. Mm. And he loses his shit.
Mm.
I'm like, dude, you a fucking god. You knew that was my mama. Why didn't you tell me that shit?
And she's so fucking raggedy, she tried to make it look like it was Zeus' fault.
Yes.
Raggedy.
So, so I'm like, okay, bitch, you doing the most. Like, I know she just in corners just eating popcorn, like,
mm-hmm. Watching her. Oh, so she did.
Yeah. So I don't understand how, it's just, that's ghetto shit. I can't understand ghetto shit. I came from the ghetto, but I didn't live in that shit. I seen motherfuckers, it's like watching a Lifetime movie. Like, how do you do this shit in real life, in real time?
That's.
She did the shit.
She was Geppetto.
She was, though. She. Yes. Everybody else just acting on emotion. She was like, okay, where's my notebook? It's time to take notes on these bitches. Come up with a plan. So episode 5, it starts out with some good old slavery. Can't have a show without slavery. Look at One Piece.
One Piece. Fuck. I just want to take a pause for the cause. Fuck One Piece. I've never watched a single episode, but fuck that show. And I never will, because it's 902,000. Episodes. I did that number. That math was terrible. I said 969, but it's a lot of fucking episodes, okay? It's a lot of episodes in the shit, and I will never watch it. And Q is an avid advocator.
Mm-hmm. So Liz.
For One Piece. And we have a group chat for the anime show, and we have a group chat, and she's in it. and she consistently, along with other people, she's not alone. She's not alone with other people advocates for this show. And I can, anytime anybody comes in support with that show, I follow up with a fuck One Piece.
And that's the only reason I do it. I be like at work, just doing, taking, crunching numbers. I say, oh, wait a minute. Hey, Ice, did you see episode number 156?
You mean
you just going
156,000 episodes, yes. And that's just season one, guys. So if you're ready to watch an anime for the rest of your life, please by all means watch One Piece.
Let me tell you something. You got all the time in the world. California is shut down. Go ahead and knock out them first 500, and it'll be like nothing after that.
I don't want to be a skeleton.
You'll enjoy it. I'm gonna have you back on. We're gonna watch the first four episodes together, and then I'm gonna.
That episode of us watching those four episodes is gonna be how long that episode gonna be? Like that's fuck. Like I don't know. Is the episode just a regular anime episode? It's like 24 minutes.
Yes, you know what? It's actually shorter than that. I should have told you that way before. So it says 28 in the description. The first 10 minutes is recap and intro. Then you got the end, the 2 minutes at the end. So it's like a 16-minute show.
I'm not doing that shit.
It's 16 minutes.
I can't. 16 minutes times 962,000.
You're gonna stop that shit. Oh man. I'll drop my daily One Piece comment tomorrow. Don't worry about it. But let me get back to these shits. So the good old slavery, and Heron is now on a slave ship. He makes some alliances / friendships with two dudes named Evios and Kofi, a little African dude. I was very proud that they added that inclusion. They start a fake fight on the ship so they can get free. Hera plots some more to bring down Zeus and Heron, and he obtains the sword. Seraphim obtains the sword that Zeus made for Heron, and his bitch ass threw it. Like, nigga, you may need this one day.
As a protagonist, I understand what he did sometimes, but when he threw that sword, I said, yo, what the fuck are you doing? If my dad wasn't in my life, thank God he was, if he wasn't, and he popped up with a Lamborghini, I'm driving that fucking Lamborghini. At the very least, if I really want to say fuck you, I'm selling it and coming up on $200,000.
Exactly.
You giving me this sword that has God's level power in it, I'm still saying fuck you, but I'm slicing the fuck out of anything that comes my way.
Anything. And
I'm using it. When he threw that sword, I'm like, what is wrong with you, bro?
He petty too. It's in his DNA. that's all I can say. So he throws the sword away. Alexia seeks guidance from her old mentor, this dude named Shenron. And that's probably not how you even pronounce it, but that's how it sounded to me. I'm like, Shenron, this motherfucker, right. Shenron. Yeah. But she is found there. I guess old boy Seraphim has some trackers on her, and she gets rounded up with some more slaves of the zombie army and meets up just by magic with Heron. Like, how you motherfuckers on the same slave ship? Or almost on the same slave ship.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. So Hermes informs Zeus that Hera is also collaborating with Seraphim and is just being just as messy as Zeus's ass, meddling in mortal affairs. So Zeus intervenes again before Seraphim and Heron engage in battle in a fucking boat. I'm like, okay, y'all doing way too much. So where am I? I am losing my place. So all the gods of Olympus start getting pissed off because all they see is Zeus intervening. Like we said, they never see Hera doing this shit. Off the balcony, just hitting with the 1-2s. Yeah, just opening up the clouds, smashing the sea, smashing the boats, sending bodies left and right. So they're like, really, nigga?
At that point too, they was questioning, like, because there was a war that happened where Zeus solidified his name in the game. But since then, he ain't really been in the streets. He ain't been active.
Yeah.
And he was questioning if he was active or not.
Yeah.
And while everybody was standing there watching, he was like, let me remind y'all motherfuckers why I am the king of gods.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
And they was quiet as fuck, like, you gonna rise up? Yeah, I rise up if you rise up. Yeah. They still know he about them shits. So everybody's tripping, especially Poseidon, because he's just dropping the shit on his, that's basically his fucking property. Right. And Hera again with her petty ass just standing in the background in the shadows smirking because she knows he has given himself up to the rest of the guys. Like, thank you. Oh, that was seamless, nigga. You just...
That was my plan all along.
Yes. So, my thing about the gods and their rules that they never seem to follow. I don't know who wrote these fucking rules because nobody follows them.
Thanks.
They say don't,
That not at all.
Yeah. So they saying, you know, don't intervene. Don't co-mingle with the mortals. Don't show yourself. But they always doing this shit. If they didn't, we wouldn't have all this mythology to go by.
Right. They'd just be a happy Olympus.
So again, these motherfuckers is trash.
And again, for me, and the other part for me that I honestly just came to this conclusion right now is, why, if Zeus gonna step outside, he got all these goddesses, all these people on Olympus, all these women on Olympus to choose from. Are they that trash that he got to go down the earth for regular people that don't possess no powers? He said, you know what? No, all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all.
All this godly pussy.
All y'all, no. All this godly pussy, I don't want it. I want that regular ass.
Decomposing.
They do something different down there, okay? They be drinking regular water, eating, and then to dust. Come on now, like, come on, you going down and earth.
You know what I equate that to?
Then bring the kid up there with you.
Yes, but I equate that to in real life. Like, it's the power dynamic.
Facts.
So that's all it is. Like, we up here, we on the same level. Like, I'm not trying to fuck with you. And probably ain't no women up there trying to fuck with him because they know his bitch crazy. Exactly. Like, no, I have lunch with Hera every Tuesday. I'm not finna do this, and I know her temper. So right. He's like, I'm gonna go down here, fuck these basic ass bitches, put some clouds over them hoes so they don't get.
you think this roof crush is something? Shit, wait till these fucking clouds come. I'll show you this thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. I got more than one thunderbolt in case my drift. Like, yeah, that is an amazing point. You are so right, Q.
Yeah, but I never thought about that. Why don't they fuck with each other like that? They always getting some.
But on the turn side too, he can be like, "Hey, bitch, shut up. You know, Harry crazy. So don't say nothing." So I think it go both ways. It go both ways. Like, hey, if you want to die, go ahead and tell the whole Olympus. If you want to die, go ahead and tell.
They go hand in hand.
You know what? I'm gonna skip all of it. I don't even think that he hit anybody on Olympus. I still think here, and I know maybe somewhere deep in Greek mythology he's probably had, but knowing his trash ass. But I don't think he had. I think he automatically went to Earth.
Yeah. But you know what? Even if he did that, that's kind of entrapment. Like, hey, you wanna tell Hera what's going down? Be my
when they
guest.
Got the baby, who where's it at?
Yeah, just leaving the single moms all over the fucking planet. He was the original trash ass dad.
Yeah, he was the original Rolling Stone. He created the stone and then created the Rolling Stone dad.
Just, I'm like, ever you could use any of these stories for life today.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay. So, where am I? Episode. We on episode 6.
Yes.
Okay, so Zeus is trying to get Heron to allow him to help him and aid him in his quest. His ass ain't having none of that. I'm like, dude.
Shit.
If I'm his homies in the background, like, dude, let this motherfucker help us. He got all the powers.
Damn.
He like, I don't want shit from you, nigga.
I don't want nothing from you, dad.
Yeah. Oh, and that, I left that out on the last episode where he told him, I don't need you. I don't want you. I'm like, wait a minute. Let's step back. This old man been in your life, all your life. He just wasn't in the form that you all hate now.
Exactly. This is old man. The only person that my dad didn't help me, but the only person that ever helped me was the old man. Who was your dad?
Then you find out it was the same motherfucker. And you still like, no, you sound real confused right here. Make it make sense.
Right.
So he said, no, I don't want your motherfucking help, but He ends up, Zeus has to bring Heron to Olympus for training because some shit was going down on that little slave island they was on. And the other guys are fucking pissed because that's rule number one. As a guy, you don't interfere. You don't bring these motherfuckers to Mount Olympus. And he broke both rules. He just don't give a fuck in here. Who's stepping to me? Nobody. So,
and did they ever talk about this? Where is Hercules? Is he just like, they just said, fuck Hercules. Like, he's just not a thing. Like, where is he at through this? Is he not happy? Is Heron, I don't know how Greek thought, was Heron first? And he's like, fuck you. I'm going to just make another kid, another half baby on you. Like,
yeah. I don't know how that shit falls in order. You know, yeah. It's kind of like the Bible. You got, it's got a.
I don't know. Another thing I don't know nothing about.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What happened? So he takes the dude up there. They pissed off. Zeus admits to all of everybody, this shit is my fault.
I'm trash, y'all.
Yeah, I was like, oh, therapy moment. He says, it's all my fault. He asked Hera for her forgiveness. And she's like, okay, bet. Give me this motherfucker head. And he was like, nah, anything but that.
Such a touching moment. And he's like, will you ever forgive me? He's like, yeah, shit. She's like, yeah, I'll forgive you. If you kill that motherfucker right there, and it's right. Like, god damn, like, damn. This is such a great moment.
Yes, and she was like, nope, I'm petty 9,000. No forgiveness here. So I was like, ooh, damn, that was cold in a bitch. She was like, nah, you can't have his head. So she was like, cool, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to try to coax this motherfucker, Seraphim, into doing my bidding. And he was like, I'm going to tell you, you know, you do my thing. I tell you where your uncle is. You killed your cousins. You really want your uncle. This the nigga set it out for you. Right. So he was like, okay, I help you out. What the fuck? And he really tired of being these motherfuckers' chess piece. So again, he's angry.
He's tired of working a 9-to-5. He won't be his own boss. He's tired exactly. Of I feel him. Again, I understand, fam. You don't want to get fired. You want to be your own boss.
Yes. So they're doing all this training. Zeus and Heron doing all this training. The nigga's trash. They fighting a little android. It's not working out. Zeus is pissed off because I guess these inner powers haven't presented themselves. So he's trying to tell him how to fight. He ain't listening to his damn daddy. And he's like,
what I liked about this moment when had that conversation with Zeus. So like, you're too angry. You mm-hmm. need to do something about it. Then he had that hero moment where it's like, okay, I need to channel it. And then he still ended up getting his ass whooped. Like, I was like, thank you. Because usually on a hero moment, they start whooping the robot's ass, start getting better in training. That didn't happen at all. He kept his ass whooped.
Yeah. So Zeus is like, okay, I done yelled and screamed at this motherfucker like a trash ass dad that ain't in the picture does. Well, he was in the picture. I'm going to stop saying it. So he's like, okay, so we have a heart to heart.
He was a photobomb. That's what he was.
He was what?
He was a photobomb. That's what he was. He was in the picture, but not really. He wasn't acknowledged.
He wasn't acknowledged. So he basically comes to Heron. They have a heart to heart. And he tell him, hey, man, you know, my upbringing. I was like, nigga, let's not talk about your upbringing. Your daddy ate y'all. Well, ate your siblings. And you had to kill your damn daddy.
Kronos was not playing with that yet.
Yeah. So he was like, so I just don't know how to be a dad. I was like, is this some?
But that, to Zeus's point, that got to be some wicked shit. You never see your daddy, but the first time that you do, you got to kill him.
Got to kill this motherfucker.
And he over time. Like, you over time. I got to kill the god of time?
Yes. And then that shit set a whole thing off. So yeah, I was like, why are you trying to make me feel for him? Shit. Right.
Episodes in. You've been trash for 6 episodes. Don't make me try to feel for you now.
No. Exactly. So let me see here. So Zeus does a heart to heart. Zeus tells Heron that Seraphim is his brother, and Heron is devastated. So, all right, y'all. That is Zeus Nem Messi. You ain't never thought about that before. I have always thought about that since they taught me Greek mythology in high school. But as you can see again, we had to cut that short because me and Mr. Ice went in. And if you are intrigued and left with a watering mouth for more, please check out part 2. It'll either be uploaded tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. So episode 23, part 2. So yeah. That's the segments. I'm trying to delve into something new, give y'all something more. So let me know. Drop me some comments, send me some DMs,
shoot me over some emails. I'm just trying to mix it up a little bit, and I will be getting back to my interviews if that's what you come for. But this is pretty much a mix up of both. I have my guest on. They help me talk about my segments. Again, ain't nothing wrong with keeping it fresh and new. So this is the part of the show where I have to bid you adieu. And now it's time to take care of some business. I'll see y'all next time. All right, y'all, it's time to do the spiel to pay the bills. You can support the show by donating through Patreon, Cash App, which is $Gadgets and Geekery, or through anchor.fm. There's a couple of different ways that you can donate to the show on a month-to-month basis to help sustain future episodes and equipment. There's merch over on the Gadgets and Geekery website. There's shirts, mugs, hats, cell phone cases, all sizes on the shirts. You can call us and leave any comments or show ideas on the hotline, which is 972-664-4886. Again, that's 972-664-4886. We're on all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Gadgets and Geekery is how you can find us. We also have a 21 and up Discord that you can find through our Patreon. We also have a Nerdcore Spotlight showcasing artists in nerd, genre, hip hop, etc. You can submit your songs to gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. Again, that's gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. And also, please leave a review wherever you stream the show. All right, and again, I hope you enjoyed.